Om Shanti. Good morning. We are very fortunate. We have with us our senior Rajyogi brother Suryaji. We extend a hearty welcome to him. And I know each one of us know him very well. Is there anybody who don't know the Surya Bhai? Because Surya Bhai is very well known in our Brahmin family. Before Bab Dada Milan, he gives a very good class how to get benefit from the Bab Dada's meeting. And today he is sharing the practical tips about how to be content and happy. So I request brother to share his experiences on this topic. Surya Bhai.
Om Shanti. Baba gave a beautiful gift to us. Which is that gift? In the Murli, Navyak Murli, Baba mentioned, I am giving you a specific gift today, that I am always with you. See how great thing it is. Such gift will never be achieved in all four eras. God Himself with us all the time. His all powers are working with us. So in this class, we will not discuss, I think we must make it a dialogue. I will ask few questions, you can ask questions. How to be ever happy and content? Subject is very important, easy also, but difficult also. We are most happy souls in the world, as God Himself has become our father, our friend, my Baba. He came so close to us, we had never even imagined this way, that we will go so close to Him. We will say, you are my Baba, my father. Such feeling of right. So we are most fortunate. Baba was describing many points about our fortune, and the sign of a fortunate soul is contentment. Always cheerful and contentment. We can see in the world. In this class we will also do some practices in order to content the self. We know if our yoga is very good, we are content, happy. If our mind fluctuates here and there, if there are many thoughts in our mind, waste thoughts, we are never happy. So we will do some practices too. See a wealthy person in this world, who has lot of wealth. I share the experience of one young man of 22 years. He came to me. He was going to commit suicide. On the way, his home is near Delhi. When he was going to commit suicide in front of the train, on the way, one of his friends came to him, asked him, why are you not so happy and where are you going? He answered, I want to end my life. And this brother, his friend, who is a BK, he told him, you may die later, before you commit suicide, once come to me to Brahma Kumaris, then you are free to do anything. He brought him to the center, then came to Gyan Sarovar. He brought him to me. I asked him, what is your problem? See, story. He mentioned, my father, mother and me, we are three. We are very rich, very rich. Owner of a big factory. But everyone's mouth is in different directions. Do you understand? One see towards east, one west, one north. They never meet together. They never eat food together. They never talk lovingly, always fighting to each other. So I got bored from my life. I thought, no use of this wealth. I must die. See, if our relationships are not loveful, then wealth is useless. If a person is not happy, wealth is of no use. So happiness, cheerfulness, contentment, inner peace, joy, these are the sign of a fortunate soul. We are most fortunate. Many things we have given to Baba. Baba made us free from many worries, from many anxieties. He became our companion, our friend. So we are very free. If we see in this world now, nowadays, when sorrow and peacelessness, unhappiness and tension, mental problems, suicidal case, these things are increasing day by day in the world. People are thinking, what will happen? Many think after 12, nothing will survive. But it is not going to happen this way, that on 21st of December, 12, everything will end. Still, Baba has to do lot of work. We all Brahmins have to enjoy meeting with God for many more years, not for 1-2 years. So don't think that only next year we would be able to come then and. But some big events can take place, big event of destruction. So people in this world are scared of destruction nowadays, and we are carefree. If destruction takes place today, we will go to Baba. If it doesn't take place, we are here with Baba. On both hands, there is wealth and wealth, treasures and treasures. So, to be peaceful, to be content, to be happy is in our own hands. Am I right? What do you think? If with determined thought, we think with full determination, I have to enjoy a peaceful life, we can. Peace is in our own hands. If we don't think to make our peaceless, we will never become peaceless. We can become ever happy in our life. So my first question, very practical question, how can you all, in your busy life, be happy and content? What can be the method? Life is very busy. You have to go for job, cook food, do everything in your home. Gyan, Murli, Amrit Vela, everything we have to do. Sometimes life becomes a struggle. In such a busy life, how can you be happy and content? Practical question. Although in this world everyone is busy, I can see, you can see, those who don't have any work to do, they say they are very busy, no time. If you ask them for 10 minutes, they will answer, I don't have any time, I'm very busy. In what? Nothing. Nothing to do, but very busy. Many are busy in waste things. But busy life is good life. We can make our busy life into an easy life and can make it very happy. How can we make it easy? I always give one point from Avyakt Murli's that I can think most secret philosophy of spiritualism, and that is, if you save your mind's energy, thought's energy, you can complete the work of 1 month within 1 hour. If we save our energy, if we don't waste our thoughts, if we become detached observer, then actually we become so powerful that the work of 1 month will be done in 1 hour. Are you agree to this? God's version. This is God's version. Baba. So what Baba speaks, that is absolutely truth. We can make it an experiment in our life. Don't have many thoughts in your mind. Just make a timetable of your logic work, of your mind and intellect. Perform your duties, enjoy your duties, do everything very easily and see the result. At least our efficiency will become double. Double at least. The work, suppose you cook in 1 hour, you can cook within half an hour. Cooking will be finished within half an hour. Make it try. Suppose you are working in your office with a computer, you can see it, how your efficiency increase. So by saving mind's energy, we can make our life easy. And easy life will lead us to happy life. So when you are very busy, very important and useful thing is, for a day, keep at least 1 point of happiness or intoxication in your mind for whole day. Keep remembering it. Just as 2 things Baba mentioned in this Murli. What Baba wants to see in children. Do you remember? What is desire in Baba's mind for us? That my all children must become self-sovereign, Swaraj Adhikari, king of the self, and gift. I kept these 2 thoughts from that Murli, and from that day I decided I have to remember them at least 50 times every day. So yesterday I did, today I am doing, and it is giving very deep contentment to my mind. Right? Our subtle achievement makes us content. Because the need of soul now is to store all treasures from Baba, to receive, to achieve all treasures from Baba. So if we enjoy such practices, then we are happy and content. We need not to see for happiness towards anything. Happiness lies in our own deep stage, deep feelings. So just make these two things the homework for your whole life. One third thing I would add, the practice of five forms. And thus, whole year you can enjoy. With these three things, we can enjoy Baba's remembrance also. So how did I do? I remember Baba's gift. Oh, Baba constantly is with me. So I make a vision that Baba is here. Shri Baba, canopy of protection over my head. And I am here, self-sovereign. I am here. Shri Baba Almighty is here. So it gives very deep feeling of peace, silence power. And thus, we can enjoy tomorrow, today, right from morning I was writing one article. So I fixed up in my point that during writing this article, I will practice these two things for 10 times. And I did. As soon as I started writing, I invoked Baba. Baba, just come down, be with me. I love your company, be with me. And I enjoyed everything. So this way, we can experience happiness, contentment in busy life. So when you are very busy, make a timetable of your busy routine. I will do this with this practice. I will do this with this practice. I will do this with this practice. As soon as you enter your kitchen for cooking, what practice you must do? Very good practice, which will give you many things. I am supremely pure soul. Make it a mantra. Do you know mantras? Make it a mantra. If you have to work for 40 minutes in your kitchen, at least 40 times, remember, I am supremely pure soul. Many benefits it will give to you. Mind will become free from waste thoughts. First benefit. You are remembering, I am supremely pure soul, I am supremely pure. Second thing, from your eyes, pure vibrations will go to the food. And thus, food will become a great medicine. Powerful medicine. Powerful thing which can purify the heart of everyone. And thirdly, after that, Baba will accept your food because it's pure. Remembrance will become easy. When you start going from your home to your office, just don't forget to remember, I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright and Baba is with me. If you drive your car, as soon as you sit on the seat, remember, Baba, come down with me, you drive for me. I will enjoy your driving. I am Master Almighty. I am the destroyer of obstacles. So fix a few practices in different actions, and thus you will enjoy your job, your work. Second question. How can we remain happy and content when we are sick? A big problem for many. Yes, I want to know about your experience, what you do when you are sick. Then I will share my experience, what I do when I am sick. Yes, who will answer? All have to suffer something, bodily pain, something. What is your practice, sister? Not happy. So neither happy nor unhappy. Okay. Balance. Someone's experience? When you have fever, then? Plenty of water. For happiness, although when we have to suffer something, feel pain, happiness is not so easy at that time, but contentment. Contentment is important. We should not have vague thoughts in our mind that why I am so sick, Baba is with me, still I have to suffer these things. No negative thought. Sangam Yoga is so beautiful, but I am sick. What I did in past lives, my fortune is not good. We'll keep thinking this way. No, we are most fortunate. I am not sick, body is sick. I share one of my simple experience, you will laugh to listen it. Many years before, when Yajna was very small, we did not have any hospital, no medicinal power we had in our yajna. So one day, it may be the story of 75 or 74, I had stomach pain. Because of heavy water, we had stomach problems normally here, right from the beginning. We had to suffer from this. Stomach problem, upset always, pain, gastric trouble, acidity. So I had lot of pain. I was sitting in front of kitchen. Here was a small kitchen where bedding department is here in Madhuban. And telephone exchange, these three rooms were kitchen. So I was talking to Baba. Baba, I have given my body to you. I have surrendered myself to you. So this stomach is not my stomach, it is your stomach. If you feel pain, cure it. And miracle happened. After few minutes, pain gone. So from that day, I learned how to make use of Baba in order to cure our disease. I would like to share you the experience of one man who met me just now, 15 days before, 10 days before only. I went somewhere in North India, Mansardar Sikh. He was general manager of bank, and now he is BK. Listen his experience. He had many problems in arteries of heart. One artery was blocked 100%, 190%, 180%. Lot of problem. Depressed, frustrated. One daughter of his son always used to be with him, hold his hand. He was like half dead. Came into Jnana. He did one practice one day. It was a wonderful thing for me too. He said his experience this way, that he was sitting somewhere in a garden. 10-12 people were also sitting there. He alone was BK. He was talking to Baba. Baba, you are Supreme Surgeon, heal my heart. He made it a mantra. Baba, you are my Supreme Surgeon, heal my heart. You are Supreme Surgeon, heal my heart. He started to recite this mantra, and all of a sudden what happened? He went into semi-trance. And what did he visualize? That very divine light was coming from up above, going here. Coming from Baba, then going here. After 10 minutes, he opened his eyes, and his arteries were opened. Just 10 minutes surgery. He was so happy, you cannot imagine. He said that he was going to die, to resign from the job. And now he is very happy. So, Baba is with us. He is for us. Note down the words I mentioned. He is for me. He is ready always to cooperate with me. Only the thing, we must go to him. Just as Baba was saying in this Murli, every morning 4 o'clock, I come to you, I will come to you and will give you blessing. Be alert. Receive blessing. See, how is our Supreme Teacher, how great He is. He Himself is teaching us everything, how to achieve everything from Me. So blessing, every morning. We can just open up our intellect, mind, talk to Baba, and receive one blessing. How to do it? Did you do it today? Or you forgot? No, blessing, receive blessing from Baba at 4 o'clock. In the morning, sanskaraj point was different. Take one point of one sanskar for a day. Just check it. Make it easy and check it. But every morning 4 o'clock, I will give you blessing. Be alert. I will come. I will come every morning to you. See, what a great thing. So we have to do like this. Bap Dada came to me. Feel his presence. He is in front of me. And he put his hand of blessing on my head. And blessed. Child, be happy. You are most fortunate. Be the embodiment of success. Become free from all obstacles. Anything you can choose. You can make a list of 10 points of blessings. Take one and achieve it for 7 days together. For 7 days. Baba came down in front of me. He put His hand of blessings on my head and mentioned, "Oh, sweet child, you are a great soul. Be great. You are great. You are great. It will become a great enjoyment." So the beginning of our day will be like this, with the meeting of God, with a blessing from God, with such happy and enjoyable moments. We will do it just now. Just be alert now for 1 minute. Feel that Bap Dada came down. He stood in front of me, giving drashti. He put His hand of blessing on my head. From His hand, energy is going to my entire body, to my brain, He gave me a blessing. Oh, great child, you are most fortunate soul in this world. Be happy. Be ever happy. Be stress free. Giving drashti. Om Shanti. Baba also mentioned one new thing. When you go to bed at night, how should you go to sleep? Do you remember? Feel His Yaad Pyar, His love and remembrance, Yaad Pyar, and do you remember? Mubarak, greetings. He comes down to greet you. So same feeling. Bap Dada came down and giving drashti and saying, "Child, you are most fortunate. Greetings for becoming most fortunate. Greetings for God's meeting. Greeting for happy life. Now, go and sleep in my lap." So, create such feelings within. And then, sleep will become very good, free from dreams, pure satopradhan, and we will wake up being fresh. Because last thought will become our first thought. And as soon as we open our mind, you can try with one thought. I'm teaching it nowadays very much. I'm most fortunate soul in the world. Do your hands like this. And as if you are saying to entire world, "Listen, I'm most fortunate person in this world." Everything will open. All blockages of your brain will open. Stress. Any kind of bad feeling. If you are lacking money, see, very important thing. If you are lacking money in your life, you will get lot of money. You will see that Baba is giving you everything. Do it every day. Before going to bed, in the morning when you wake up, it can be your first thought. Must be first thought. "Baba, good morning. You made me most fortunate soul. I am the most fortunate soul in this world. I am most happy person in this world. I am most wealthy person in this world." Say like this. Our own thoughts create our fortune. A person who is poor, he is poor because he thinks always, I am poor, I am lacking money, I don't have money. Change your thoughts, life will change. Change your thoughts, fortune will change. I came to know about this one very beautiful thing. It became very beautiful for my life too, that 10 minutes of the morning time when we wake up. 4 o'clock, suppose we woke up. 4 to 4:10. Wonderful time for ourselves, because at that time our subconscious mind is waking, active. This is the time when our conscious mind is active, our subconscious mind is active. So the thoughts we create in our mind, they will become our life. They will make our life. They will build up our life. So give such thoughts of happiness. For happiness, I remember my early days of Madhuban, when Dadi Janki used to be here, she gave class always. So one day, she asked us, make a list of many thoughts of happiness, thoughts of power, the thoughts which will make you content. And from that day, I started to have a collection of good thoughts from Baba's Murli. It became a beautiful treasure of knowledge, made me happy, protect me from many things. So, you can make a list, minimum 10 points for happiness, which will make you dance. As soon as you remember them, all kinds of stress, frustration, fear, anxiety will finish immediately. Just as in India, I don't know about your country, here they have made one picture of Baba and they have written, Baba is saying, don't worry, I am sitting here with you. It's very good thing. I am sitting here, don't worry. Be carefree, I am with you. Main baitha hoon, chinta mat karo. So one thought makes us very happy and carefree, fearless, free from anxieties. Such thoughts are very important. I keep even now a good collection of beautiful thoughts. One thought, I remind you, whenever I remember this thought, I enjoy everything. Baba mentioned, you just get absorbed in my remembrance. For you, I will even think. You need not to think for your own self. I will think for you. You just get merged in my deep remembrance. I will do everything for you, even I will think for you. Second thought, which I remember in this world, there is no mirror, which can show God, no mirror in this world in which people can see God. You make your face such a divine mirror that to see your face, people can see God. such divine mirror. Your face will become such a divine mirror that hair on forehead, people will get vision of Baba. They will see Baba here together with soul. They will read their fortune here. Oh, now this will become a screen. Our forehead will become a screen. And people will see, will read their fortune on our forehead. These are Baba's words. These make us very happy. So when we are sick, we must be content that we are settling karmic account. If pain is there, a new technique I want to teach you, very new technique. I have started just now. Rub your hands. Practice that I am Master Almighty at least 3 times. And put your hand at that painful place for a minute. And think that pain must go. Go. And see the result. Very wonderful result I got. I said that only from last 3 months I started this new technique. One case, wonderful case. In Punjab, Chandigarh, there is a sister, I think 32 years old. She is Kumari, bachelor in Gyan, but hyperactive. Do you understand this word? Hyperactive. Not peaceful. Always doing something, fighting, breaking few things. So in home, 3 sisters were looking after her all the time. She had become a big problem. But we came, Baba only. Only Baba. Nothing else. Pure life, but hyperactive. Now you understood hyperactive? Always aggressive, ready to fight. So her sister came to me just I think 2 months before or 40 days before. She brought a photo of that sister, gave to me, you should give vibrations to this sister. I kept that photo and I suggested her 2 things to do. One thing was this. And I asked her, put on her head and have a thought that these vibrations must make her brain normal. Many times in a day. In morning time, evening time, do this, put it for 1 minute, have a thought that these vibrations must make her mind normal, her brain normal. Second thing, I ask her, you charge water. How to charge the water? Give drashti to the water, glass water. And 7 times, just remember I am supremely pure soul. Water is charged with pure vibrations. And we must know it became a powerful medicine. Water became a powerful medicine. Give her to drink. And have a thought that by drinking this water, her brain must become normal. So just yesterday, her phone call came to me that she is well now, 95%. Only 5% is left. 95% she became normal. Now everything is good in our home. There is peace and happiness came back. So see the wonderful effect of spiritual power. Because I know in our medical science, The knowledge of brain, only 10%. Our doctors, they may be neurophysician, neurosurgeon, brain specialist, they know only 10% about brain. No one can understand what is going on here. So this practice will give good vibrations to the brain. From our hand, vibrations go out from our hand. You can do one practice now, just rub your hand. I am Master Almighty. And now have a thought that in my left hand there is negative energy, in my right hand there is positive energy. Negative, positive. And leave just your hand like this. Leave just free and see what happens. Attraction. Because negative, positive, both energy will attract to each other. And if you think on both hands there is positive energy, and if you do it, repulsion, separated. So energy is there in our hands. You can use this energy. If you do it and think that I am supremely pure soul, so you must believe that pure vibrations are going out from you, your hands. If you do like this, pure vibrations will go from your hands. So this technique you can use when you are sick. And if you have fever, then you can charge water and can drink that. When you come back from your job and you are tired, definitely we are tired, you can do this and put your hand here and think that I am relaxed. My brain is getting relaxed now. You will experience good vibrations are going from your hand to your brain. Okay? Happy, content. Third question, when there are problems in our life, if someone has to face problems, then it is not so easy to be happy and content. We can say, be happy, don't worry, but it is not so easy, it is not practical. Problems influence our mind. Problem influence our happiness, our contentment, our thoughts. What to do when there are problems in our life? It's a big subject because everyone has to face many problems. Now, in India I know, many mothers come to me every day when I am in Shantivan, and their problem is always only one problem, not of self, but of the children. They themselves are good, happy, okay, but children are doing this way, children are doing this way, they are not good, they are going in bad company, they are now addicted, drunk, alcohol, so many things in the world nowadays. What to do? They are worried about their children. It's very natural. So I teach them one technique, very successful technique, effect of our thoughts. If you are worried about your children, if you think what will happen to them, if you have such fearful feeling in your mind, so from you, negative energy will go to them. So, this way, they will go down. So just make use like this. Have the thought, my children are very good. They have got very good character. Their future is very bright. They are great soul of deity religion. Have such thoughts in your mind and see the effect. Your thoughts will bring a good change within them. You can do the experiment of such things. I teach nowadays to small children three things. I teach to their mothers and to babies also if they understand few things. Suppose your baby is of 4 years only, 5 years, you can teach them. When they wake up, think that I am most intellectual person. My mind is a stable mind. I have got a beautiful character. And see the result. Because if they themselves think, it will be good. But if they don't think, you just ask them, speak like this. Make them speak out from their mouth. So just one baby shared his experience to me just now. Then the day when I think my mind is stable, I enjoy my study. I feel everything is easy to me. When I think I have got very good character, I don't fight with anyone in school. I am peaceful, loving there. So our thoughts affect everything in our life. So don't worry about your children, about your family. Keep giving good thoughts to them and their life, their mind will change. Every day, 2 times you can do one simple practice, morning, evening. See all members of your family and just give one thought, I am a great soul. They are also good souls of deity religion. They are the children of Sri Baba, good children of Sri Baba. And by these thoughts, you will see spiritual vibrations in your home. Thus, you can help them in creating good vibrations, happy vibrations in home. So when problems are there, one nature we have to make. Things will come and go. This drama is moving all the time. One scene is coming, passing away. Second scene is coming, going. Third scene is coming, going. So everything which is coming will go, will end, will finish. Don't think too much about anything. Make such mentality. So if scene is slow, so our thoughts must be very slow at that time. Scene is slow, but we are fast. Sometimes scene is fast and we hold them. Nothing can be held. Things are going, coming and going. Don't try to hold them. Holding nature is very bad nature. Let them go. Go, go, go. Traffic control. So just feel Baba's rays. I give you 2 yukti. You have to, I can say, feed these thoughts into your subconscious mind. I am more powerful than the problems. I am more powerful than problems. Is it right? We are more powerful. We are Master Almighty. We are very powerful. But we do forget our powers. Therefore, We feel that problems are very serious, big problems. You just try with this thought every day. You can give this thought to yourself, I am more powerful than problems. And you will find force of problems will go down. Automatic. This is automatic process. Automatically, their force will go down. And suppose someday, sometime, you have to face lot of problems, then make it a mantra, I am Master Almighty. Repeat it 108 times in a day, problems will finish. A very good experience I would share in front of you. Just 1 month before, one phone came to me. A sister who is the principal of a degree college, she told me she has lot of problems from family, from job side. My mind got puzzled, no peace, no happiness in life. From 1.5 years, she told that she is suffering from so many things from 18 months, what to do. I was somewhere else, so I asked her, for 2 days, you do just these two practices, after 2 days I will go to Gansarovar. Give me ring, then I will discuss about your problems. 2 points were, I am a great soul and I am Master Almighty. I asked her, you remember these two thoughts of self-respect 108 times every day. She did. After 2 days, phone call came to me. I asked her, now you can tell me in detail what are your problems. Answer was, now here is no problem left. Everything finished. So wonderful energy. I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty from soul. Wonderful energy will go to our brain, will open up everything. So, when there are problems, first thought, I am more powerful than the problem. Second thing, our nature is thinking too much, thinking, thinking, thinking. Thus we make ourselves weak and to the problems powerful. Because if we are thinking a lot about our problems, we are giving energy to problems. We are making them more powerful. So when you have to analyze about any problem, do like this. First of all, be the embodiment of knowledge. Entire knowledge. Remember some points of knowledge. Remember that Baba is with me. Think that I am more powerful than the problem. Then analyze your problem. So you will find problem is not as big as we think. It is a small one. We can destroy it. We can solve it. But think being knowledgeful and being Master Almighty. So this way, we have to make our life full of contentment, and our contentment depend upon the achievements, what we have achieved from Baba in our life. So this happiness, this intoxication, what Baba was saying, that after achieving you, I have achieved everything. When I found you, I found everything. So this intoxication will make us content. Baba has given us 9 kinds of treasures. This is homework for you. 9. We can make a list just now and you churn them, and those treasures will make you content. We all have got those treasures, but we have to make good use of those treasures. First treasure is the treasure of knowledge, jnan. You can note down 9 treasures. Second one, thoughts, treasure of good thoughts. Third, time. Fourth one, happiness. Fifth one, power. Sixth, virtues. Virtues, good qualities. 7, blessings. 8th one, purity. Peace and happiness also in this. And 9th one is good deeds, pure deeds, charitable deeds. These are our 9 treasures. Churn them. We have got all these treasures. So we are wealthiest, richest in the world, richest in entire Kalpa. Baba is speaking from 2-3 days in Murli's, how wealthy you had been in golden age. You will play with diamonds, today he was saying again and again. You will be playing with diamonds. No value of diamonds, jewels, pearls, gold. We are becoming, we will become so wealthy. So, make your life full of happiness and contentment. Let us end now this class. I have to go to Santivan again now. So, question? Your question? Yes, actually it's Baba's role. He helps with bhakts too, and he helps with children too. It is his role, or you can say it is his responsibility, that if someone goes to him, he will give help. You need not to count, you can do many, many times. I used to say like this, that if you have to do 108 times in whole day, then you can fix it that in every hour, I will remember 8 times. So it will be easier. Okay, Om Shanti. So now, I know you are very happy, and remain always happy in your life. Make it your nature. So again, we will sit in Baba's remembrance and will feel that his vibrations are coming down to me.